It is on. We're here. Nancy. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Dad is here, too. We're going to do chapter 7. So you can start when you like.
When I feel it?
When you feel it. Are you feeling it?
Chapter 7. Chris turned over in his sleep a few times, incorporating his camel into his dreams. He was sitting in a whorehouse, and he had lizard claws. He supposed that he was assaulting Lindy because over his sleep he heard, "What? What are you doing?" Lindy's saber screams rocked him like a hurricane. "Here I am, but where is Mr. Madero?" Chris asked, incapable of tea and crumpets. "Where did you push him?" "Huh? Who's a pussy?" Lindy hissed like she had the flu and like it was coming out of her eyes. She saw Palmolive sitting in the corner wearing a silly grin, but she was grinning solo. "I have nothing but gratitude for none of you," Chris said, forming a perfectly fun sentence. He threw salt at his camel, put his t-shirt to sleep, and turned and ran until he was sitting silly in front of the window. "I know we're not in Kansas, but how stupid do you think I am?" "Stupid? You?" Lindy said, lining up 6 pies for the throwing. Chris saw the pies right before 3 of them wiped the silly grin from his face. Then he saw 2 of the pies hit his camel, and as he added up 3 plus 2, the 6 pie smacked him in the crotch. "Where's the 6 pie?" he asked, furious that rats were already eating the crust from his crotch. "This is no time for grandstanding. Tell me the truth or not." "Can you describe the dummy?" Lindy incited, raising the ante on Chris's desperation. Chris upped the ante by pouring salt and baking powder into Lindy's enormously red eyes as he described the purloined dummy. "Oh!" Lindy looked like she had just seen the short-haired side of her brother. Mr. Madero was lying by the door with 2 of his fingers cut off. There were pie crumbs in his eye and a note attached to his shirt saying that he was killed for being an Anglican poker player. There was a piece of rope near the body, too elegant to belong to Chris. It was too elegant to belong to anyone who didn't wear blue suede shoes. Kissing Mr. Madero on the cheek, Chris then started beating Mr. Madero's head against the door, screaming that Madero would never play poker with him. The color drained from Chris's pie-covered face as he meted out his anger-fueled justice. Anger at his dummy being used as kindling fueled his hitting the door over and over and over and, "Oh my Buddha! This is totally rude and giddy." Chris was cross and looking to hurt his sister, but his belief in a kind and loving Buddha sitting under the apple tree ready to invent gravity kept Lindy alive. "You're lucky that I'm calmer than you." "You," Lindy gritted, "you just got done karate chopping your beloved dummy into digitalis. I'm trying to get some sleep because I have a big pie fight coming up. Time stops moving and suddenly I have you, your desperation, and your desperate violence. You're just no fun." And that's word. Chris looked like he was going to fry his sister in Fiji mermaid sauce and then leave his eyes not to science but to his dummy. With a blush and a push, Mr. Madero sat up, coughed, and then fell back like he was watching a Ricky Ricardo concert. "All right, Mr. Madero," Chris said in an altered voice. "Imagine that I didn't throw a pie in your crotch and pretend that I didn't beat your head against the door." Lindy started to talk, but her mom's Desi Arnaz imitation interrupted. "Lucy?" Wait, let me do that again.
Okay.
"Lucy! Are you going to school sometime today? Lucy, where are you? The van leaves in 2 minutes. "Yikes, let's go," Chris quipped before Desi arrived, looking right into the lazy eye of a rabid Lindy. He slapped Mr. Madero and his camel and then fell to the ground, blubbering. He looked up and all he could see was Lindy rapidly trying to pummel the life out of him right there in the bathroom. Surprised he was still breathing, Chris returned to slapping Mr. Madero, but the dummy was callous to this malice. "Who's your daddy? Who is your fucking daddy?" Chris asked the dummy as he slapped him. "I'm your fucking daddy, and don't you or that jerk-faced Lindy forget it." "But if you're my daddy," the dummy thought, "who's my mommy?"
All right. Thank you very much. What a finale.
Oh,
now I got to read the rest and see how it turns out.
Yeah. No, you're right.